Grid landscapes, some object-oriented thoughts. By now we should be familiar with this grid of cells inhabited by agents. In this case, rabbit agents and fox agents. The agents are the primary objects. They implement most of the logic of the simulator and will control the development of the system. However, we do need to consider the environment as well, the environment consisting of the grid and the cells. So in this talk, we will have a look at how we model the cells and the grid. Let's have a look at an object-oriented model for an agent-based simulator. Key objects are the agents, so we surely need them. Typically, we will have different kinds of agents making subclasses of the agent type, predator and prey, possibly more. There is no limit to the number of kinds of agents, but in this talk we can consider the agent type generically. As we know, we need an environment to interact with. It is the environment which can tell the agent what it's allowed to do. An agent can only move into a cell which is empty, so if it tries to move into a non-empty cell, it must be forbidden. The environment will also tell the agents what they perceive about the surrounding. Now, we have said that we want to model the environment as a grid. Consisting of cells. In the simplest form, the agents primarily interact with that grid. A single object managing the entire environment and all the agents. So that object contains an array of all the cells. And each entry in the array can either point to an agent or be empty. Like that. It would be typical to have a location type. But that would simply be an XY coordinate pointing into some location here. And it would probably be useful to the agent to maintain a record of its own location in the array, in addition to the grid having a pointer to the agent from the appropriate location. In this case, this object will contain all environment logic. It will manage all the agents, and it will be a singleton. You won't have more than one grid. There is only a single global environment. The location object will have no methods. It will just be the XY coordinates. There is an alternative way to do it. We can focus on the cell instead. Instantiating one cell object for every position in the grid and let the agent interact only with the cell. The cell would need to keep track of its neighbors. So whenever the agent wants to know what it perceives about its surrounding, the cell is able to query its neighbors and tell the agent. All of these cells will make up the grid. You will probably need an object to manage all the cells, but it is the cell which will contain the environment logic. It will be master of the environment. This will be a much simpler type. So this gives you two options. You can focus the individual, you can model the individual cells in a lot of detail, or you can let a single environment object, a grid object, manage the entire landscape. Modeling the cells just as a coordinate position in the grid. One of the motivations for suggesting individual objects for each cell of the grid is that agent-based systems lend themselves very well to parallelization or distributed computing. Each agent can run in its own thread, thus being able to exploit multiple cores on the CPU or even distribute across multiple hosts. If the landscape is modeled as a single object, that can become a bottleneck because one object cannot be distributed. If we want to distribute the landscape, we need autonomous objects to handle different regions of the landscape. In the most extreme case, a region would be a single cell, but it can be multiple connected cells. The grid region must firstly manage the environment for all the agents residing there. It has to interface with adjacent regions, and in particular manage interaction at region boundaries, that is, when an agent moves in and out of the region. That has to be negotiated with adjacent regions. To summarize, there are at least two ways to implement a grid world. You can have an active environment managing the entire landscape in a single object. The cell becomes just a Cartesian coordinate in the grid. Or you can have active cells with no central management of the environment, distributing all the logic to individual cells. Active cells can be distributed using multi-threading or multiple hosts. But there is a danger of overdoing it. An object per cell makes a lot of objects to be instantiated, and it may cause both memory and computational overhead. A hierarchical model is possible, having the grid divided into regions, again divided into cells. That means that you don't need an object per cell, but you have multiple objects which you can distribute across multiple threads, making the regions autonomous and distributable, and the cells dumb and simple. Thank you.